You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Now, this morning, the title of my message is that there will be a difference between those who serve God and those who serve Him not. There will be a difference. There will be a difference. There's always a difference between those who serve God and those who serve Him not. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. The Bible says that. And Malachi 3 talks a lot about tithe. You know, Malachi 3:10. It talks a lot about tithing. But this, there's a warning in Malachi 3, or there's a caution in Malachi 3 that I believe goes beyond tithing. Do you get it? Malachi 3, verse 17 and 18. It says that, and they shall be mine. This is for those that serve God. You know, they serve God with even their finances. It says that they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. A man's son must serve him. A man. I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. To spare means to exempt. You'll be spared. May you be spared. You know, when there are people. There are people who will be spared things. There are things that I believe that, you know, Christians will do, and God is able to overlook. Not that God cannot see, but there are things that God can overlook and spare you for serving Him. There are some mistakes God can even overlook and say, "Look, play on. Don't do it again." And somebody does it once, and then that's it. So he says, as a man spareth him. It's in the Bible. A man spares his son who serves him. So there's a difference between the man's son who serves him and the son that does not serve him. There's a difference. So there's a difference between the one who just comes to church and the one who serves God in a certain way. Okay? That's what the Bible says. And then it says that, then you shall discern. It says, in fact, it says that, then you shall return and discern. And you shall know the difference between the righteous and the wicked. If we finish, give us another version, all right? He said, "Don't." But let's finish with this. You descend, and then you know the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Between those that serveth God and those that serve Him not. It's in the Bible. Isn't that amazing? That the Bible is saying that one day, there's a day, we will learn, we will know that that this one serves God, this one doesn't serve God. Amazing. It's an amazing truth. That I want you to see. That there's going to be a difference. One day. Look at somebody and say, one day. The difference will be made clear. You know, God will distinct or make a distinction between people who serve and those who don't serve. And so it's going to be a day. You will need it. Somewhere there will be a time that will be made clear. And that's what the Bible is saying. I didn't write the Bible. It's right there in the Bible. And we should look at it. So may you be a son that serve. So there's a difference between the son that is serving and the son that is not serving, or the daughter that is serving and the daughter that is not serving. If you are a woman, you are a girl in the house, you don't work, you don't do anything, you don't want to cook in the house, you don't want to sweep the house and clean the house. And I mean, what kind of woman are you, or what kind of girl are you? What are you growing up to become? What are you growing up to become? You don't serve. You don't know how to serve. You don't know how to cook. You don't know how to... You don't know what it means to serve. You see, to serve, if you go to the restaurant and then somebody comes to take your order, you know, they come to serve. Oh, please. A good restaurant, if you go to the restaurant and then they bring the food and then you say, "Hey, why have you brought me this? Is this what I ordered?" What? And then they realize that they've been, "Oh, please." You see, that service. Oh, please. I don't know. You know, they talk with a certain, I'll say, condescendment. You know, they condescend in a way. And they talk with humility, you know, because they are serving. They are supposed to serve you. And that's the service God is talking about here, where you come to God with that humility of, "Lord, I'm here at your disposal to work for you." Are you there? Yes. You have ordered for fried rice and fish, and they brought you fried rice and chicken. You have to ask the waiter or the waitress, why did you bring me what you have? I asked for fish. Why did you bring me chicken? That's not what I requested for. Send it back. I won't pay. Send it. Don't eat it. And say that you, it's okay. Next time, he'll do the same thing. Oh? Don't eat it. But you have to send it back and say, give me my money. So next time, when he receives an order, he will listen carefully. Amen. Yeah. When God sees you, may he see you as somebody that serves him. Yes. Not everybody is serving God. Not every Christian is serving God. You are a Christian, but you are not serving. You are not of service. You are not of service. You know? So the scripture makes it clear to us about, number one, the son that can serve and the one that doesn't serve. And then the scripture talks about the difference that will be made clear at a certain time. At a certain time, there will be a difference. Something will reveal that this person has been serving, this one has not been. It is just a matter of time. Now, in the Bible, there's a story about the prodigal son. There were two sons. In Luke chapter 15, the Bible says that a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth unto me. And he divided unto them his substance. And the Bible says that not many days after, the younger of them, he took his journey and he went away into a far country. He departed to a far away country. Yeah. Two sons were in the house. One of them came and said to him, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. The father decided to divide them. He didn't wait for his father to die before he took his inheritance. He wanted the inheritance before the father died. And there are people today that are waiting for their fathers to die before. So they want them to die so they can take the inheritance. Actually, there are a lot of criminals. Maybe not in Ghana. I don't know whether there are some in Ghana, but if you like some of these documentaries, a lot of the Western world kids have connived with sometimes their boyfriends to kill their parents to get a hold of the inheritance. So it's like, you are not dying. We are hoping that you will die. You are not dying early. Maybe there's a trust or something. So they connive with their boyfriends. So like somebody, it's almost looking like an accident, an armed robbery case, but it's really something that they organize. Hey, that's wickedness. But that's how the world has become or turned into. So, the Bible is talking about a certain man that had two sons. There are always two sons. Look at somebody and say, there are always two sons or two daughters. Somebody will say, I don't like, you see, you are in the house. I don't like cooking. I don't like this. I don't like that. You see, who should cook for you? Who will cook? You know? Can we not buy food? Can we not do this? You must like to serve. You must love service. Always wanting to have fun is not what will bring you what will bring you joy and happiness. Serving is beautiful. Tell somebody, serving is beautiful. Yeah, serving does not mean that you are a slave. Serving is beautiful. When you serve, it comes with rewards. When you serve, it gives you dignity, all right? Because serving is the work. Your service is the work. That people who serve, that's why restaurants, let me use restaurants. Restaurants are there to serve people food. So once they are serving food, as long as you serve good food, many people will come to your restaurant and eat. That's the idea about serving. When you serve, like service, like hotel, the hotel business is also like into the services. Do you understand? They serve. They make rooms available. They get rooms ready. They get food. There's everything. So they serve people. If you don't provide good services, nobody will come to you. Yes. There's a service that makes people come to you. So the dignity of the beautiful hotels in the city, the dignity of some of the places, there's a filling station there. When I get there, I drive past them in this town. I will not go there. I will drive past them to buy fuel somewhere. A particular Total filling station. I don't go there because the people, the services there are poor. Very bad. I mean, I tried them. I've given them countless opportunities. They have failed all. I think if I have to go to them, I'll have to comb the whole city before I go to them. Because it's bad. The people there, they don't really care. They are not looking for money. And other things, not just the filling station. They are washing bay, and then there's the whatever. It's like a very serious sickness that is there. Services are poor. They are not looking for. They don't mind you. You can go and park there. They will not mind you. They are there. I also want to be minded. As I brought my car, can you not see that there's a reason why I've come to park my car there? Aha. Several times. Several. It's not once. Not twice. I've tried. It's like, I'm sure it's a mistake. Until in my mind, I realize that, no, it's a problem here. That's it. There's no dignity. That serving is beautiful. So when God says that, serve me, he's trying to tell you something. Those who don't know, we don't like service. You don't want to do something. You don't want to help. You don't want to serve. You don't want to work. There's no dignity. What is that? Hey. Sorry, technology. Tell somebody there's technology working here. You don't like serving. Nobody will choose you. You will not be recognized. You will not be recognized. You will not be chosen. But I pray for you. May you be chosen.
Amen.
Yeah. So serving is something you must deliberately choose. Choose to serve. Choose to be one that serves. Serve God. Serve God intentionally. Decide that you will serve. You will be one that works in the house of God. You spend time and energy doing something in the house of God. Say amen. So the prodigal son left the house and left the senior brother in the house. And the senior brother, even when you are in the house, you work. Many people want to leave the house because there's so much work in the house. True or not true? You know, there are a lot of students who don't even want to go home. They don't want to go home. They don't want to go home, not even because of the work. It's like the problems in the house. They don't want to hear of the problem. But life is also not a Hakuna Matana. Or Hakuna Matata. It's like a problem-free philosophy. Life is not like that. The issues at home must be solved. The problems in the house must be solved. The issues with your brother, your sister, whatever. They are problems to be dealt with. Yeah. As you are trying to run away from them, you are actually running away from the future that God is creating for you. Because you cannot also solve problems in your house. Yes, you will run away. Because there are issues in the house. There are things to resolve. Yeah. You know, when the children are not in the house and nobody is in the house, there's a lot of peace. Yes. You also need us. Oh, there's whatever. You don't do so many things. There's a lot of quietness. When they come, there's a lot of... There are times that when they are not in the house, when they are in the house, I'll wait. So there are times I'll be in the house to do so many things when they go. I know when they are coming. Then I'll come to the office to continue. So a lot of times I come because I have an office in the house and I have an office here. A lot of times I'm in my office. So I will not be here. Because sometimes when I come here, hey, people, a lot of people will come here. Because I have to finish something. So I'll finish that. Then in the evening when they are gone, then I come to continue. That's how I used to work. So I'd start from a certain time here into the evening. But I've started at home, because there's a lot of, you can like that peace, but that's you can't live like that all the time, where you don't want that. No, there's the situations, the problems must be dealt with, you know, like on a day-to-day basis, whatever there is. So may you love service. May you love service.
Amen.
Yeah. Love serving and working. Are you there? So the prodigal son ran away and left the brother at home. But we're going to go into some of the things that... Let's read Isaiah 65 verse 12 to 14. Isaiah also gave an important revelation here. 12 to 14. Therefore will I number you to the sword. And ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. These are things in the Bible. When I called you, you did not answer. So you'll be numbered to what? I don't think you understand what we are reading. Like you will sit up. It's a very serious thing that is hidden in the Bible. Because when I called you, you did not answer. So you have been numbered to the sword. Then I speak. But you did not hear. You pretended you have not heard. But you did evil before mine eyes and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat my woe. Those who shall eat shall be the servant. My servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. That's how hunger comes. Those who don't serve, they don't eat. That's the whole thing. Today, the people of today, they don't want to work. That is why you who bet, you are a wicked person. You don't want to serve. You don't want to work. And you like bet. You want to sleep and just bet. Pray and sleep and say, the money has come. Let's go and spend. You are an evil person. You are an evil person. Check everybody who is rich and look at how they became prosperous. You see the doctor is working. Doctors work hard. You see the nurse who's done well is working. That's this here and that's part time here and that's this here and they are working. But you want to just bet. Lotto 6, 25. 25, 25, and you leave it. And then you just sleep. When you wake up, you say, oh, your numbers drop. Oh, it dropped. Then you go for money. What kind of wicked ways of doing things are these? It's like what? That's not how God created the universe. You must keep the ground. He gave the earth to man and said that, keep it. And what did he say? He says, he gave it to man to keep it. Keep it, it means to dress it. Work in it. That's what God gave us. He didn't give us this earth that will be playing, gambling, and playing whatever with it. Now look at it. My servant, those who serve, they shall eat. But you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. My servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and you shall howl for vexation of spirit. Ooh. Look at that. These are important. I mean, when I see these things, these are the things that make me. I don't know what God is saying, but he says that we shall eat. And that's it. You shall not beg when you serve God. Hallelujah. God will help you. You will not beg. You will not beg. You will not beg. It's just a matter of time. You know, sometimes you read these things and you wonder what God is saying. What is he saying? He's saying that the people who serve God, they will eat. But you say you won't serve, you'll be hungry. I'm reading the Bible to you. You'll be hungry. These are the scriptures you must read. You know, you don't usually read Isaiah and all these lamentations. Isaiah, Malachi, those things. But they are there. You have to read them and know what is God saying through his prophets. My servants are eat, oh. But you be hungry. My servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. They will rejoice, but you will be. You see, it says, give us another version. You howl for vexation of spirit. Ebe ha ha. I don't know how to say it in tree, but you become desperate. You will be crying in sorrow and despair. You'll be in despair. Yeah, that's what it is. So sometimes the unhappiness you have, it is not because you don't have something. Your problem, what you don't know is that your neighbor's problems are more than yours. Only you are not happy. You don't know how to be happy with this one problem. But somebody knows how to be happy with five of your problems. Five of them. Five of the same issues. They can be happy. But you with half. Not even one. You are not happy. You are crying everywhere. Sometimes when I hear people talk about their problems, I wonder what the problem is that they are talking about. I'm not joking. What's the problem? You can't even believe it. They are so unhappy. It is so simple. When you don't serve God, you have a lot of time to think about no issues. You are thinking about no issue, but you have made it an issue. So what you are thinking about is a no issue. It's not an issue. You are thinking about nothing. Oh, it is because God has given you. Go back to the other version you gave us. God has given you what? Sorrow and despair. Oh, you will be in despair. You'll be in America, but you'll be in despair. Look, if you travel abroad, you will know that it is just like you are here. It's a type of place. You will have to eat. You will have to meet people. You will have to do whatever. So you cannot say you are running away from here into happiness per se. Hey, I'm not lying to you. You have just changed geographical locations. You have just geographically located your problems and the way you are and your situation somewhere else. Are you understand what I'm saying? That's what it is. But when you have God, wherever you find yourself, you'll be happy. Yes? You'll be happy. You'll be very happy. Because there are places that you cannot even meet people a lot. Especially sometimes because of the weather. You can't meet people. You spend a lot of time in the room. That one cry will make you crazier. Staying in the room. Because it's cold. There's snow out there. All you need to do is to have TV show. You watch TV and you'll be tired. You watch TV and you'll be tired. It snows. Heavy snowing. But you have to serve. When you have God and you serve God in a way, you'll be happy. Hallelujah. How many of you want happiness? God is revealing to you how to be happy. Yeah. How to be happy. You will not have food. If you don't have food, you will still be happy. Somebody has food and is not happy. Sometimes when you watch and you hear people talking on social media, you wonder what their problems are. What are they talking about? What is the problem? You have everything, but what's the problem? People are just not happy. That's why people showcase their things on the internet. Because they want you to talk. Because they don't have anybody talking to them. The cars are not talking to them. The house will not talk to you. A car will not talk to you. Just sit in the car. The car will not talk to you. The car is nice, but nobody is saying the car is nice. So you have to bring it out there and show people that my car is nice. Say something about it. Me too, I'll say, oh, wow, okay. Now that's it. Then what else? Mobile. I said the mobile. Number one, seven differences. Number one. As you serve God, there will be a difference between your status and the status of those who don't serve God. Status. Luke chapter 15, verse 21, he says that the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against thee and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. You'll be called a son. It's different when you are called a son. And there's a difference when you are not called a son. You are not a son. A son is different. I mean, a son is different. When somebody is your son, call them my son. Yeah. You see, you give things to sons. Yeah. One day, God led me to give somebody I call a son. It's not my biological son. And I gave a property to the person. Because I, in my heart, that's a son, a true son. I gave a property. I took him and I said, this place, this scene here, a property, not whatever, a fixed asset, good whatever. I said, this is yours. Yes. Even as I'm alive, I've done this before. Yes. Because a son, it's not somebody. Some of these things, you will not get them. You may get a what? I don't know what you will get. But you see, sons receive certain things. The status of a son is bigger and greater than the one who is not a son. May God call you a son. A son. A son. A real son. That's a son. The son who serves. So when you serve God and you are a son in the house or a daughter, your status is different. Hallelujah. Yes. Number two, when you serve God, there will be a difference in the covering over your life. Covering. There's something called covering. Is there a covering? There's a spiritual covering. All right? The prodigal son was in great need, but there was no help. When there is a covering, a covering is able to keep you from troubles. Because there will be troubles. But when you have a spiritual covering as a son, oh, my sister, my brother, you'll be shielded. David is one of the people that I feel had a covering. Let me explain. David had so many issues. David had issues similar to Paul, to Saul's issues. I mean, look at David, what David did. David went to eat the shew bread that was meant for the priest. It was not something he was supposed to do. He did that. All these things were not used against him because there was a certain covering on him. David, he survived having slept with somebody's wife and killing the guy. So this is one of the biggest problems of David. But he survived it. Do you understand it? The covering makes you, because this is one thing that can make you not become a king. It's like you can't be a king again. But he survived it. David survived a rebellion from his son. He was actually ousted from his palace. He left the palace. He was chased out of his home. His son chased him out of the palace. And he had to run away. But he survived. Somewhere, somehow, there was a mistake that made David come back. It was almost like a mistake, but it was God's covering. Hallelujah. Are you there? Look at that. Let me give you Luke chapter 15, verse 15. He says that, and you know, when you read the story, I have to wrap up. So when you read the story, the Bible says that there was famine, and he went and joined himself to the citizen of that country, and he sent him to his field to feed swine. That's what he did. He sent him to the field to feed swine. And when he would have fain filled his belly with the husk, the swine did eat. Ah! And the Bible says that no man gave unto him. Look at that. How come you are feeding swine? Pigs. Pigs are abominations. Jews don't eat pigs. Or they don't eat pork. But here's the case. This man is eating with them, serving them and then eating with them. Because he decided, do you know why? He decided to leave his father's house and not to serve. He didn't like the work in the house. He didn't want to work in the house. He didn't like the work in the house. It's just a matter of time you will know the difference between those who stayed to work and those who don't stay to work. Something will show. Something will show. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I met people recently. I got somebody contact me, and I saw a friend who was not maybe really serving God on campus in a way, but some way somehow he's a reverend in our church now. I couldn't even believe it. He's serving fully. He changed to serve God. And you know, I used to tell you that I had a friend who told me that, no, did I come to school to become a pastor or to pass my exams? Recently, I was talking to him. He's in America. And he told me that. He's in our church. He's in church. He's serving with the reverend. You see, people will change. Oh, they will change because they can sometimes see in the midstream, they'll say, no, Charlie, this thing, it was a good line. I've had my friends tell me that I chose well. I chose early. I saw it early. And I have more than one person tell you chose the right profession. I have friends from secondary school to university. They tell me, so you saw early. I even have friends in church who told me they are still serving God, but they said that even choosing to be a full-time, I said, you saw it early. It was the best thing. They've told not one person. Because you will find out that the disappointment out there that, Charlie, working for God is good. If you are able to work for God, whether you are a full-time staff or you are a lay person, it is good. Tell somebody it is good. No matter what you do, it is good. Yeah. They've told me, it's surprising. My friend, he says, really? Well, one of the main branches with this reverence. Hey, he's mentioning the reverence to the ministers to me. So, I was just listening. So you, I will go and look for. He's the one I went to look for at the International Student Hostel. All for Churchill. Then I went to meet the Korean man with a lot of food on his table. He's my friend that I went to look for. Amazing. May you get the revelation early. Serve God. Do you understand it? There's a difference. God will bless you. All right, let me give you one more. Then we'll close. When you serve God, there will be a difference in the outcomes of your life. The prodigal son had become a beggar by the time he learned his lessons of not serving in the father's house. Many people who stop serving God, they become beggars. They start begging for money. Yeah. You beg. You know, you think, do you know the problem? People think that, you think that as you are here, you are begging. So you are leaving to, when you go out there, if it is, if you think that you are in church and you are begging, when you leave and you go and serve the world, you beg like multiple, at least 10 times. The begging will be at least 10 times. Yes. I'm telling you. You are just shielded. And you don't know that the world out there is harsh. There's no mercy for you out there. There's no mercy without the covering of God. There's no mercy. Who is waiting for you? Who is waiting to help you? Who? Look. One of the sad things I always remember. A girl who wanted to go to school, one of the schools, I don't want to visit nursing or whatever, medical something, wanted to go, and then he went to see a man who was influential. This poor girl whose mother, parents are dead and had gone to school to even help the sister to go to school. Now she wanted to go to school, just help her to get admission. She even has money to pay for her admission fee, and she has money. If you are asking for money, she will give you. You know, the man who was a man in authority wanted the money plus sleep with her. And that's how the world is. I had a member, she just came to me. I remember way back she was my member when I was in Rios, but she's in Takra. I remember she did her service. I think she did her service in one of the banks. And then when she finished, she was hoping that she'd be employed. You know what she told me? She was so hurt when she finished. And then she said to me, it's so painful how he says, they just kicked me out. Oh, he just kicked me out because I didn't. The guy wanted to sleep with her to just retain her for even quarter. He said, they just kicked me out. It's so painful. It's like the way she was kicked out for not doing that. That's the world. That's what you meet out there. This is a real world. Yeah. It's not a friendly place. Serve God. God has some benefit for you. Are you there? Yes. Look at the scripture. Look. When he came to himself, there's a day you come to yourself. You must come to yourself early because sometimes it will be too late. He said, when he came to himself, or another verse will say, when he came to his senses. Like when you were moving about and fooling around, your mind wasn't working well. Your senses were not activated. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants have my father and have bread enough? And to spare. How many hired servants? Number one, how many hired servants? My father's house. How many hired servants are there? Are there in the house? And then they have bread enough and to spare. That means that they have bread enough to eat and to spare. And I perish with hunger. Perish with hunger. You don't want to serve God. Listen to what I'll preach in the next service. It's also similar to this. It's not the same, but it's different. You don't want to serve God. You don't want to serve God. Your status will be different. In the house, it's like there were servants serving them. He was a king. The son of a king. He was a prince. Servants. But now he was serving not human beings. So he was serving. He was reduced to the level of serving pigs. This is parabolic. Eh? It is a real story. And it's also parabolic in a way. To tell you that when you compare the house of God, serving God, to serving out there, Your level and your standards, they are reduced. Yeah. Many. You go down many levels down. That's how it is. Are you there? Yeah. You'll be shocked. People talk, nyaka, chaka, nyaka. Let me tell you, it is nothing rosy out there. Nothing. It is not. Serving God. Whether you are a full-time person or a lay person, it is always a great thing to serve God. It's great. It is great to serve God. You are not serving a human, you are serving God. I don't take it lightly. To have that privilege of just being, the privilege of being a servant to Him, God, it's great. Yeah, who you serve is also important. Who you serve, is He great? Who you serve, is He great? It's important a question to ask yourself. You serve a great man, or you serve a small man, a little man. May you serve God, because the difference is clear. How many hired servants have my father? Huh? How many hired servants? are there in my father's house, and they have bread enough and to spare, and I perish. Car. Thank God this guy, he came to his senses, or came to himself before the father died. Thank God. Many people don't turn around and come to themselves early. But God is showing us that serving him is a great thing. Decide from today that you will serve God. You serve him. You do anything in his house. You join the people who serve. You know, when I became when I came to church, when I became born again and I went to church, I decided to just join myself. I didn't have friends there. So I decided to join myself to the people who work. So I joined so many groups. So I joined the people. We used to carry instruments out of the church. I joined them. That I'll be there. There were so many things I was doing. I'll go, and then I wasn't part of them. But I'll see that after church they are carrying instruments, and I'll go and join them. Nobody will call me. I joined them. And I just joined to carry it. I remember this heavy amplifier we used to lift. Also, I said, people will be running away, then I will go and jump. Because when you carry it, you have to walk like, take like 5 steps and you put it down. 2 people are carrying it. So very heavy. I joined prayer groups. I joined ushers. Look, I've joined ushers carrying chairs. I've joined instrumentalists doing whatever. I've joined the choir to sing. I joined the dancers to dance. I joined, what? Name it. What a department. I just wanted the place that there's work. They are working. I joined them. I joined. I was waking up people. How come I'm waking up? Okay, you can wake people up. Okay, I wake up and go and wake them. I wake up earlier to go and wake people up at dawn so that we can have a dawn meeting. That means that you have to wake up like an hour early. Enough. And get ready and then go and start waking people up at 4. So you have to wake up at, say, 3. And then you use about 1 hour to go around the horse. That's the work. I joined intentionally. I joined the group of people who used to work. You must decide that I will join. You must decide it. It's a deliberate effort from your part. I pray for you. This is a revelation. It will not come to you in any other way. I pray that God will show you. That you will join the working people in church. What is being done? What is being done in the house of God? Join yourself to the service of God. Join yourself. It's a great thing. It's great. You are the great things of this world. What is the essence of playing football? You think about it. 22 millionaires will be chasing a ball, and we are watching. 22 millionaires. They will be running and chasing a ball. And the stadium is packed, and we are watching from all over the world. What is it? What is being done? It's like the prestige of being a football star. Do you think that in contrast to serving God, if God looked at a football star and you serving him, which one will God actually take? And go? Which one will God actually, okay? Football star, what do they do? What are they really doing? The football teams and the football, the club owners, what are they really doing? Hello? That's why I'm showing you that serving God is great. But meanwhile, these are the things which we highly esteem. That he says that ye are they which justify yourself. But God knows your heart. That which is highly esteemed amongst men. It's an abomination to God. That which is highly esteemed. People will, you know, they will troop in numbers. They will, in drones, droves, they will move. In droves, they will move and gather and watch football. But not the things of God. Not the things of God. I'm showing you the difference. That's why there'll be a difference. There'll be a difference between the one who just maybe came to church and the one who served God in a certain way. Or the one that worked for God in a certain way. There'll be a difference. And I'm excited to let you know that God is waiting for you. How many of you are charged to do something for God? Do something for God before it is too late. You must look back. That's why I said, remember therefore your creator in the days of your... Because there will be a time, you will look back and you will consider what you did for your God. Whether you did well or you didn't do well, you will consider. And at that time, you can't do much. You see, when I say that, this is not the time for Mama Sawyer to go around doing outreach. He can't. She has to just look back. Because sometimes she tells me the stories. when she used to come, go from here, go to holy fire. She's told me some other stories. It's now time to look back. If God blesses you with her age. Amen. May you serve God. May you serve God. I had 7 points, but I'll give you 3. Maybe next week we'll continue. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.